Freedom in Christ by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
The Apostle Paul was probably trained more highly than any of the other. I would say yes, he was more trained, schooled than any of the other apostles. I mean, he was trained by the top Jewish teacher of his day, Gamaliel. Gamaliel was the top Jewish teacher of his day. And he learned the Old Testament inside and out. Guess why Paul quotes those scriptures out of the Old Testament? Because of that training. But he applies them to us in our lives today. He uses in our text this morning the example of Isaac and Ishmael. It doesn't spell out Ishmael, but that's what it's talking about. Ishmael and Hagar. Okay, remember the story? God promised Abraham and Sarai, who became Sarah. Okay? But they would have a son. God promised that Abraham was 85 years old. Sarah was 10 years younger, 65. Now, she was past childbearing when God promised. Some of them fake that they're 60-some years old when they give birth to a child, right? I don't know what Guinness Book of World Records says. I think something like 66 or something. May or may not be true. May or may not be. I don't know. But here's the deal. God promised Abraham he would make of him a great nation. Abraham and Sarah were childless at 75 and 65. This went on until God called them out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and they went up to Haran, to the north. Ah, that's a far piece. If you're moving a herd of a flock of sheep and goats, that's a long way to herd them. All up along that river as it went north. And they finally got up there, and Abraham took along his father and his brother and his nephew and all their herds and flocks, and there they were. Now, finally, at the age of 100, wasn't it? 100, God spoke to him again. He said, I'm going to make of you a great nation. Abraham was 100, Sarah was 90. They still had no child, but they had a promise. God said, I'm going to make of you a great nation. Well, you kind of have to have a son, don't you, to become a great nation? Well, they had this custom, this practice. If you couldn't have children, you know, you could use your bond slave and your husband, and they could have a child in your place. That wasn't God's plan. Wasn't God's plan. That's why they had so much trouble in the Middle East today. A big part of it. Right? Because we got Ishmael now. And Ishmael was sitting over there making fun of Isaac. He's a little baby boy born when dad was over 100. Your dad have kids at 100? Don't think so. Jack didn't have kids at 100, did he? No, he can't hear me. Okay? Jack didn't have kids at 100, did he?
What?
Your dad didn't beget kids at 100, right?
No.
No? No? He lived to be 100. 101, yeah. Actually. Yeah. So, that's not natural. For a man that's 100, right? To beget a child? But a wife that's 90? Don't think so. Hey, if God's involved, anything's possible. That's probably why Sarah laughed, right? Never heard of such a thing. But it happened anyway, didn't it? God gave them their own son. Wow. Was God true to his promise? Yeah. But you know what God was doing? He was testing their faith. Testing their faith. Sometimes you pray for something for a long, long, long time. Doesn't happen. Then finally, here it is. When it seems like it's not going to happen. But God does it anyway. You know why God does that? I believe He does it so that we know He's true to His Word and it doesn't depend on us. It all depends on Him. All depends on God. Abraham's quite a guy. I remember when he went down in Egypt. Remember what he said? This her pretty gal is my sister. She's my sister. I think there was a little relation there, but she sure wasn't the sister they thought he was saying she was. Right? She's his wife. We might as well just tell the truth, right? God's going to bring it out anyway, some way, somehow. And that's what our story is about this morning. He says, we as Isaac are children of the promise. We were unlikely to be Christians before we trusted Christ. It didn't depend on us. It didn't depend on our heritage. What it depended on was God. God worked in our lives. God used individuals. And you know what the scripture tells me? He's going to use the rocks to cry out and tell the story instead of people, but God chose to use people as weak and hard to get along with as we are sometimes. You know? God can still work through us. God still makes promises to us. And God's promise is that He will redeem us. He will make us a new people. Why? Because we'll be born after the Spirit, verse number 29. That's the difference between Isaac and Esau. One was born after the flesh, the other was born after the Spirit. He says, God did it. God did it. You know, when I used to reading of verse 30, I thought, you know, God is pretty heartless. Just cast out the bondwoman into the desert. Probably not something I would think of. God is saying she's not part of the promise. Not part of the promise. Sometimes we get ahead of God. Sometimes we do what we ought not to do. There are always consequences of everything we do, whether it be good or bad. The son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Now, there was the problem right there. They thought they could do it themselves. We cannot save ourselves. It doesn't matter how many good work things we chalked out. Well, I never miss church. Always there. Right? Our salvation is by grace through faith. God's grace, not mine. God's still gracious to us. God stood in our place. God pays the price. They had some at Galatia in Galatia that wanted the believers to think that it's not enough to just trust God. You've got to work your way to heaven. You've got to do the things, all the things it says in the Old Testament. And you know what? We've still got people around that still believe that. Still believe that. You ought to be worshiping on Saturday. Right? Do you believe in having mixed materials in your garments? I guarantee you it's hard to get 100% cotton or 100% wool today. And if you find it, it's going to cost you $80 or 100. Right? That simple shirt will cost you 80 or 100 bucks. If it's silk or cotton or something, just one material. That's part of the law too, isn't it? What we have is pick and choose. I'll do this, and this, and this, and I'll forget that. God says, hey, you're going to forget something. You're going to leave something out. It's going to have to be by my grace. He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. It's not me keeping all the laws and the way of God. That way, that's not the way of salvation. The way of salvation is by grace through faith. We've got to believe in the Lord Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our life. Then we're on solid footing. Because Jesus paid the price for all your sin, my sin, all the combined sin. Why? With his one life. His one life is worth more than all the rest of us put together. Amen? He's the sinless one. Perfect. Spotless. He gave his life so that we could get him free. But I guarantee you, like I said this morning already, it's not free. It cost somebody something. It cost Jesus his life. It cost Jesus his life. And you know what? That very fact ought to encourage us to live better lives. And many times we do. Many times we're focused on me. Me. Just like the old country singer. I want to talk about me, 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 me. Not about you, 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 you. Right? And And I'm not talking about the U's that go, I'm talking about you as a person, right? I want this, I want that. And in America, we are so blessed, we have got to the point where we said, I've got to have this. I've got to have this. We need to be grateful for what we've got. Amen. Because quite honestly, all of us have a lot more than we deserve. If we got what we deserved, and you know, people slut see that all the time until I get sick of it. I just get what I just want what I deserve. Oh, really? Really? But that wouldn't be too fun, would it? If we got what we deserved. But God is gracious, God is merciful, God is kind. But I'm here to say this morning, hey, God's not always going to be merciful and kind. God is going to give those that reject His Son exactly what they deserve. And that's a life without Him, set apart. You're not going to have a good time drinking with your buddies. That's just a flat way it is. That's why Paul says, stand fast in that liberty. Hey, you don't have to go run around making sure you're keeping all those 619 laws. Aren't you glad? I mean, I would forget two or three. Well, no. 23 or 223 of them. I would neglect them. That's just the way I am. I can't remember all them. But I can sure remember the two that Jesus gave us. Love your Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. I can remember those. Far too many are not doing that. Even Christians. And won't be to you if you're trying to do it without being a Christian. Because it's not going to do you any good anyway. Even if you can do it, right? God has a plan. His is the only plan that will work. Because He's the only one that can pay the price for what our sin costs. It costs the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And fast, therefore, Paul says, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You see, Paul is addressing what they called the Judaizers. They said, yeah, it's all right to trust Jesus as your Savior, but you need to keep all the Old Testament law. Hey, they tried that before and failed. They tried keeping the law. They couldn't keep the law. The law is our schoolmaster, our teacher, to bring us to Christ. That's what the law is. It shows us we can't do it. But God can do the impossible. Amen? God can heal us from the inside out. He can give us a new heart. We need a heart transplant. You know, they're doing heart transplants all the time. We have a neighbor. A neighbor. He had a transplant. It lasted quite a while. But he died. You know what? Jesus gives you a new heart. It's good. From now till eternity. Give you a real heart. A real heart. A heart that seeks after Him. Stand fast in that liberty. It frees us up from having to do, don't do. mustn't, said Mama. Aren't there any musts? Aren't there things that I should do?
Yeah, there are.
There's a lot of things I should do, but those things won't get you to heaven. God likes to see those things in you and me. And God will accomplish His work in us if we simply say yes to Him and no to the old way. Keeping the law doesn't work. Keeping the law doesn't work. It won't get you to heaven. Being related to Abraham won't get you to heaven. The Israelites tried that. We be Abraham's children. Yeah, we're Abraham's children. Jesus said, you're sure are not acting like it. You're not following me. You're not serving me. That's the bottom line. Let the Lord in your life, let Him control. Let Him lead you along life's way. You'll be blessed if you do. It's too hard to remember all those other things. Besides, it won't work anyway. So why try? Just listen to the Lord. Give Him the glory. Honor Him with your life. Let Him use you to be a real blessing in your community. Lord, help us. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your faithfulness. Lord, teach us to trust You and realize, Lord, it doesn't so much depend on us as it depends on You. Lord, help us to say in our heart of hearts, not my will but Thine be done. Lord, may Your will be done in each of us, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.